get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Father, in the name of Jesus, as we get into your word, O Lord, speak to us. As we get into the pool of your word, we shall be wet, we shall be soaked, and we'll come out clean. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So I welcome you again into this program. Today's program is titled The Physician. So you are welcome into the physician house, the physician arena today, and the clinic of the Almighty God. The world has come to many of us in form of sickness and so on. So our wives, mommies, sisters that are pregnant, they always go for antenatal, which is recommended for them. There are some people that have some challenge. Their health is challenged. And they are placed on some certain medication. And they do go for checkup. So this meeting today, I want you to see yourself in the clinic of Almighty. See yourself that you are in His hospital and He wants to treat you. Right now, the neurosurgeons of heaven are going around and you shall be treated in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a God that treats man without physical drug. We have a God that cuts part of man without spillage of blood, without stitches. Hallelujah. Amen. So that God will attend to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the world has concluded on the names of sicknesses. They have catalog of categories of infirmities with diverse treatment. The fact is, it is possible to be sane and not be healthy. It is possible to be relieved. Only God grants release. Not all physically looking strong people are healthy. You know, there are some words they use for us in the medical world. They will ask their pain. What about the pain? You see, it has subsided. It has subsided does not mean it's gone. Is somebody here? It means that it has gone down. But God can remove pain from your life and it will never exist again. I love them. They do say, we care. Only God cure. Praise the Lord. So God can cure you today. And He will cure you in the name of Jesus. Not all intellectual giants live absolutely free from sicknesses. Sickness and infirmities has no respect for title, position, or inheritances. There are very many lawyers and doctors that have run mad. Many people are sick and they don't know it because you are no more on daily medication or regular medical checkups does not actually mean that you are not sick. For you to be free from known, unknown, and unnoticed sicknesses, this special edition of Voices from Zion is written titled, You Need a Physician. Let somebody say, I need a physician.
I need a physician.
Say, I need a physician.
I need a physician.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the question, who is a physician? A physician is someone that has the required knowledge on how to cure people from their sickness or sicknesses. A physician is someone that has the required knowledge on how to cure people from their sicknesses. A physician is an expert when it comes to health matters. Mostly, physicians are sought for everywhere in the world. Physicians are the end of sickness. When you meet them, they bring you to an end. Hallelujah. Why physician? So many have killed themselves by self-medications and wrong diagnosis. You need a physician to prescribe unto you the right drugs to cure you from your ailment. Like we said earlier, they say we care, but physician cure. Hallelujah. And I don't know if there's any physician on the earth now, currently speaking to you. Because a physician means this person's leg has been amputated, but can put another thing there to act as leg. I don't know if there are any physician anywhere in the world. So, I don't know. But there are advances in technology these days that does all kinds. All the same, it cannot be like our Lord Jesus Christ healing you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why we all need physician? Why we all need physician? Everyone on earth today needs a physician. No one is free from that. I mean dirtiness. You need a physician to make you whole. Why, you may ask. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, 1 to 8, Bible says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the tree of the garden. The moment they ate of that tree, their eyes got opened, and they began to fear whom they have been having sweet conversation with. This act of disobedience ushers man, woman into evil, such as nakedness, sicknesses, curses, struggle, and all kind of evil. Even if God did not send them out of the garden, their life was no more saved in the garden. I believe so. Because before they ate the fruit, the lions and other predators were carnivorous. Amen. Before they ate the fruit, we never read anywhere in the Bible that the lion now become the bear. The hyena now became carnivorous after the fall. No. But this Adam and Eve were not smelling as a prey to them. Amen. The moment they ate the fruit, they are running around. Hallelujah. From today, you are no more food to the lions of this world. There are some people that if evil power sniff them, they say, this one is not our food. It doesn't smell. She doesn't smell as a prey. Amen. Amen. They'll just go. But there are some others that Jesus has not taken off their life. When they smell them, they say, yes, this is food. We've had testimonies of ritual killers picking some people and they drop them. Please get down. They even give them transport fare. You can go. They are not food. But all of a sudden, Adam and Eve begin to run around the garden. Why? I believe they are smelling food to the predators. You see, the voice of God was sweet to them before. Anytime they hear that word, it is joy, it is rejoicing to their heart. They have communication with God. Now they are afraid of that voice. We once said here, the voice of God to his children is voice of peace. Is voice of peace. But the voice of God to the wicked is destruction. At that point, they have disobeyed God. That voice is no longer a sweet voice to them. They have to run. Hallelujah. Amen. People of God, from today, you will not run around anymore. Amen. You shall not run around anymore. Amen. You see, everything is in the garden for them. In the garden of your life, in your supernatural garden, everything is there. Health is there. Favor is there. Joy is there. Everything. As the Lord liveth, you will not get out of that garden. Amen. You will not wander around. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Look at the curses, the way they are in Genesis chapter 3, 9 to 19. I will just read part of it. Bible says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Unto the woman, he said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." Hallelujah. And if you check on the social media today, this course is expanding. Praise the Lord. It's expanding. You have people, if you ask a question in any seminar, in any church meeting, that how many of you women here, you want your husband to marry another wife? You will never find anyone's hand up. That is why I one time said, if you find a woman that say wanted the husband to marry another wife, let's look into the matter very well. Look into the matter very well. Hallelujah. Amen. It's expanding. There are women that has never given birth by themselves at all. Not that they gave birth to one by themselves. It's CS. Or one kind of new technology way of giving birth to children. Some couldn't bear the pain. Hallelujah. How many of men today are not struggling? How many men are not struggling to make ends meet? The cause of God. Tons also and tis too shall it bring forth to thee. To thee. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken. For thus thou art, and unto thus shalt thou return. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good. Did you see that? One act of disobedience brought the generation of man under curses, struggle, and unwholeness. Today in the business world, especially in this part of the world, how many of us still do our business with integrity? I was going through the market one day and they were advertising their product at a certain price. It was one of these communication lines at a certain price. Very cheap. So I ran into the shop to know that the price was not actually 50 naira. Are you getting me? It is 1,500. Hallelujah. Amen. That would tell that even in businesses of people, there are a lack of integrity. Lack of integrity. Praise the Lord. Struggling. People just struggle. Anything. Just make money. That course is on. Hallelujah. But in the garden, there were no struggle. They were thriving. From today, Almighty God will move you. From struggling to thriving. From hard life to comfortable life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will no longer suffer hard life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you, your ticket out of hardship to comfortable life is Jesus. 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 Now let's look at the perfect man. The perfect man. Adam and Eve were perfect. Being in the Garden of Eden, they were living well and in peace in the midst of predators and wildlife animals. Adam was not reported sick once, or Eve reported with any pain. But immediately they fell, sorrow set in. David exclaimed in the book of Psalm 51 verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Let me tell you this. People of God, hear me. I am one of those that believe only in the 66th book of the Bible. And I don't use any other book to explain the Bible. Whatever the Bible does not record, it's not relevant. Some people say there were another world in those days. There are another humans in those days. apart from Adam and Eve, Bible didn't teach us that. Hallelujah. So, our belief is the Bible. And it's working. All the time, it's working. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Paul also cried with a lamentable voice. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Romans chapter 7, 14 to 24. David said he was sharpened in iniquity. Apostle Paul said, I am wretched. Who will deliver him from the body of this death? Amen. Is there anyone among God that can stop himself from aging? I said, no. I will remember a boy, a small boy, for the next 30 years. I won't age. Is there anyone? Have you ever met anyone like that? No man. No man on the earth. You grow. You change in size. You look finer to the level that you start looking like an old person. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it shows utter helplessness of man to deliver himself from dirtiness, from sin, from sickness, and ultimately from Satan. So you can't stop yourself. There's some wholeness in the generation of man, wherever you may come from, whoever your parents are, whatever your position, inheritance, and aspiration in life may be. Note this, that the truth, Bible, opens you to your own realities. The word of God is like a mirror where you will see your real self. Hallelujah. Please note this also. No matter where technology gets to, it cannot root out the truth. It can't root out the truth. Hallelujah. If your face is not aging, the years will show that you have aged. In the Yoruba language, they used to say that agbanitara, amen. That gets me. Your body, your movement will show how old are you. Even if it doesn't show on your face. And you can't stop that. And there's no technology to reverse that. This art will tell how long you have stayed on there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when this life is out of you, when the breath stops, nothing to bring it back. Is somebody hearing me? So no matter the technology, nothing can root out the truth. Nothing can root out the truth. Amen. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, it's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You are not the cause of that sickness. You are not the cause of that sickness. Cause of that sickness. It is the sin in you. Hallelujah. Also, it is good to note that sickness is not limited to being down with headache, stomachache, terminal diseases, evil ailments. No. As long as you are not whole in the body, spirit and soul, you are very sick. What people will doctor ask them, what is happening? What is wrong? They can't just tell. They are not all right. They can't just tell. They can't figure it out. But they knew that they are not well. Hallelujah. So sickness is actually a state of not being well, not being whole. Hallelujah. Yeah. You don't have headache, you don't have stomach pain, yet you are not well. Hallelujah. I declare over your life, everyone who is under any kind of sickness, be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are coming out of it in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's one of the benefits when you come to a program like this. As the Lord liveth, you won't return with your unwholeness. Amen. In his presence, there's wholeness. Amen. You will be made whole in the name of Jesus. Amen. With my two eyes, I've seen someone on clutches coming to the program continuously in our church. And then, all of a sudden, God healed her. No hands were laid on her. By her continual coming, this woman dropped the clutches, began to walk by herself. Because in his presence, his healing power is present. Hallelujah. God can make you whole. He can make you whole. He can straighten your leg that is bended. Amen. He can straighten your leg, your bent leg. Amen. Anything that needs to be corrected in you can be correct in his house. So, I pray for you today. Grace to always appreciate the presence of God. May it come upon you in the name of Jesus. May I say this to you, that the world we are in today are trying to make a way for everything. But there are things that only God has the way out. When it comes to health, there are still killer diseases still now. No matter how you manage life with it, still be gone. I've heard of people who said they are free from cancer, free from leukemia, free from ovariances, free from all those things. But they die after. They die not too long after. They went to the best hospital. They were taken care of and they were certified. Okay, I'm fine. But they die not long after that. Hallelujah. It is not in man to free himself, but it is in God to free man. So when you attend program like this, Almighty God will set you free.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let us read together this eye-opening scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 3, which says, are we there? Now let's read it. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Can you see that? And the very God of peace is the God of peace. I'm going to lead you in some prayer now. The God we serve is a God of peace. God wants it to be well with you, with your body. In fact, he doesn't want anybody to be second to him in your life. He doesn't want anybody to take his place. Almighty God will heal you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Almighty God will heal you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will find your way out of that challenges.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
People of God, in that book of 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. So he's a God of peace. He's a God of peace. He wants you healed and hardy. Is a God of peace. And I pray, God will make you whole in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now look at the word. The word says, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you are one of them that is waiting for the second coming of Jesus, you should not be waiting with sickness. You should not be waiting with pain. Now, you should look and live like where you are going, heaven. It's a place of no pain, a place of joy, a place of praise. So your life should be full of God. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, sickness is not glorious. Pain is not glorious. Lying down on hospital bed, lying down at home sick, it's not glorious. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I declare you shall be free today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall be free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God for the generation we are. Medically, people are trying. If not for medicals, there will be maybe the number of people that will be dying per day will be so many. Hallelujah. But God can still take you above that. Amen. Like we knew that it is God that gave them the sense to take care of other human beings. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
to help them in their sicknesses. But that God can take care of you direct. He can be your physician without having any man in between. There's another side of you. That side of you is healthy you, strong you, better you. Hallelujah. In our churches worldwide, we have heard of several kind of testimonies of people that they said they will die and God brought them out of it. Of people that say they can never have children and they have quadruplets. Amen. When God takes over the battle, it is over. Let's be on our feet. We are going to pray. Lord, I hand over my battle to you. I hand over my health to you. Open your mouth and begin to hand it over. Oh Lord, be my father and take care of me. No more pain. Because Jesus is my physician. Jesus is my physician. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.